For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. It's a problem that is distressingly common in many of our veterans returning home and also in civilians who sustain head injury. I'm talking about traumatic brain injury, traumatic encephalopathy, and post-traumatic seizures. Mr. John Mustaine is Director of Veterans Outreach at the Epilepsy Foundation of Kentuckiana, and I spoke with him about a recent conference in Louisville called Battle Brain FX, addressing some of these issues in our returning veterans.
Traumatic brain injury is an injury often called a mild concussion or mild traumatic brain injury, and it is the result of, in veterans, it's the result of mostly a blast wave from like an improvised explosive device. But a person could receive a traumatic brain injury through spouse abuse, domestic violence, car accidents, violent attacks, any kind of blow or jolt to the head.
And this particular symposium that occurred recently was something that brought folks together, if my understanding is correct, people who've sustained traumatic brain injury as well as their caregivers, both from a medical and non-medical perspective?
That's true. We had quite a mix in our audience. We had university professors of social work who were coming in to learn about traumatic brain injury and particularly post-traumatic epilepsy that often affects our veterans. We had people who were living with epilepsy or living with a traumatic brain injury that came in. And we also, not only did we have professional speakers, but we brought in a panel of four. We called them a client panel, and the folks on the client panel had a traumatic brain injury or a traumatic brain injury plus seizures or some other special effect due to that traumatic brain injury.
I'm speaking today with Mr. John Mustaine, Director of Veterans Outreach at the Epilepsy Foundation of Kentuckiana, about a recent conference about problems facing our returning veterans who've sustained head injury.
And one thing, John, I think was a focus of the symposium is educating all of us that this is not just a medical problem. We have wonderful neurologists and other clinicians who are tasked with taking care of our returning veterans who've sustained TBI, traumatic brain injury, but this is something that can permeate every aspect of that individual's life and those around them, their loved ones, their employers, employees, etc.
That's right, Dr. Davis. Alex Newart, who is the military outreach coordinator for the Brain Injury Alliance of Kentucky, and I decided that we wanted to make sure that people who were dealing with our veterans understood more about traumatic brain injury and about those things that can follow. The reason for that is that most of our veterans who are being seen by mental health clinicians. And our mental health clinicians in the VA and other places are world-class mental health clinicians. We don't have an issue with their education or their skills. One of the things that we do have an issue with is that they come from the perspective of mental health and have had no medical training whatsoever. And so some of the symptoms that they see in our veterans particularly may be interpreted from a mental health perspective, and we want to give them the tools to understand that sometimes those same symptoms that they see that they're interpreting as mental health might be something that would be related to a traumatic brain injury or to, say, post-traumatic epilepsy or non-psychogenic seizures or something like that. So we're trying to raise the bar and give those mental health clinicians and people who work with our veterans and others this extra tool that they have to be able to better serve their clients. Here's kind of our feeling. You can't treat a medical condition with a mental health technique. You can do it all day long, but you're not going to do any good. And so we want to be able to help them to tease out what is and isn't a mental health and a medical issue And that's what the Battle Brain Symposium was all about.
And I guess, John, one example of that might be, let's say a person is showing emotional lability, going from happy to sad to angry, perhaps in a rapid cycle that those around them might not understand. That is something that could be potentially misinterpreted as a mood disorder that actually is a consequence of TBI. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, sir, you are. One of the most common illustrations that I use actually doesn't have to do with traumatic brain injury. It's that person who comes into their mental health clinician, and by all indications, the mental health clinician suggests that they are depressed. And so they start trying to work with this person about on depression. And a very simple blood test could help us to determine if that particular veteran was suffering from low testosterone. And if that veteran was suffering from low testosterone, then we're talking about a shot, three shots over a six-week period, and their depression will disappear. But if the mental health clinician doesn't understand that those two issues have these I call them mirroring symptoms, that they have these mirroring symptoms, then we might put them on a treatment plan in our mental health unit and never see any results because it was a medical issue to start with. Another classic example I use, Dr. Davis, is what is often interpreted as a hallucination. A mental health clinician is sitting across from their veteran client, and all of a sudden, let's say the veteran client is seeing a spider on the wall that the clinician doesn't see. And so coming from the mental health perspective, the clinician thinks, well, this person must be having hallucinations. And if they just had that tool in their toolbox to know that seeing that spider could be a seizure in their occipital lobe, then we might be able to better serve that veteran by giving them a consult out to neurology. And one of the reasons this is so important is because not every veteran with a traumatic brain injury has a diagnosis for a traumatic brain injury. Some people are walking around, we believe thousands of people are walking around with brain injuries that have no idea that they have those brain injuries.
John, is there anything else that I've neglected to ask you about that you would want our listeners to know?
No, sir. I'll tell you, one of the great things that I do want folks to know is that the Brain Injury of Alliance of Kentucky and the Epilepsy Foundation's Operation Outreach are going to be putting on these Battle Brain FX symposiums every quarter. And we're hoping to bring one to Lexington. We're hoping to bring one down to the Somerset area. And we'd like to bring one in your listeners' areas. And it's just a matter of getting a hold of us. And we would be glad to come and work with you. Our symposiums are put on at no cost to the organization wanting to put them on. The Brain Injury Alliance of Kentucky and the Epilepsy Foundation foot the bill for all of it, including the breakfast and lunch we provide. We just want to get this information into people's hands.
My thanks to Mr. John Mustaine, Director of Veterans Outreach at the Epilepsy Foundation of Kentuckiana. And as always, for more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.